and he can't keep. What can we do? I think one of the things that we ought to be reminded of is that Jesus is still a very present help in the time of trouble. Let me say that again, because y'all didn't really pick up that. I said that Jesus, regardless of what you are going through, Jesus is still a very present help in the time of trouble. Do I have a witness? When you've got trouble here, Jesus is still a very present help. When you've got trouble in your home, Jesus wants you to be reminded that he won't ever leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. Even if you've got sickness that's draining your bank account, Jesus is saying, I'm still a very present help in the time of trouble. This story here, this little story that we're going to discuss today, it might be an ancient story, but it ain't absent. It's present right now. It might be an ancient story, but it's still a modern story. Do I have a witness here? No. It talks about the prophet Elijah. And the contrast between Elijah and Elisha is complete, because sometimes we confuse the two prophets because their name sounds alike. Elijah, E-L-I-J-A-H, was a prophet of the wild. He was a prophet of the outdoors. He was a prophet who dressed up with locusts and buckskin on him. He was that kind of prophet. And he was the kind of prophet who would show up and at moments of religious crisis and then make an announcement and then disappear into the solitude of the desert. He was that kind of a prophet. But Elisha, E-L-I-S-H-A, Elisha, he was a man who walked daily among men. He was a kind of prophet who was interested not only in the great, but he was also interested in those who were going through the vicissitudes of life. Elijah was concerned with those.